100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, definitely. Interesting news yesterday about the whole kids not being able to use social media anymore.
Is that an actual past rule now? Or?
Yeah, basically. Okay. It's been signed in. I don't know how long it'll be before it's all enforced. South Australia, though, I think it is where the big situation is.
That's interesting.
Where they're a lot more strict down there. I think there might be even like fines involved or
that's harsh.
They'll go against the social media companies if anyone's found to be on there. It's all pretty intense. They say it's to protect kids.
Well, I mean, what ages does this include? Does it stop at like 18 or
no? I think it's 13 and under. Probably okay. Time for a live Google.
Yeah, that's
this
fine.
This was all just coming out yesterday.
Oh, okay. That's what the headlines are about.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, social media companies will hate it.
Yeah, exactly. Less audience to target.
Well, firstly that, but also now they've got the headache because the responsibility is essentially on them.
Yes, to monitor this.
Yeah. And that, what do they do? One of those old school pages like, are you 18? Do you promise to be over 18?
They still do those, like on, if you go into like BWS or something on their website, and then you go, are you 18? Yeah. But they can't monitor that, can they?
How are they going to know?
No, I have no idea.
Is it even a person? Or is it a monkey who's learnt to use a laptop? What age are monkeys allowed on social media?
I'm 18, but monkey form.
Yeah, well, that's
in
it.
Monkey years.
And what about dog years? What about a dog who wants their own Facebook account? Is actually 7. Are they going to get a fine?
Well, my third babies do have their own Instagram accounts.
Perfect example. Because is it dog years or is it human years?
We don't know.
There's a lot to be worked out, is all I'll say.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Some breaking news that has come out this morning. Princess of Wales, Miss Kate, she is now finished up with her chemotherapy.
Oh, that is good news.
It is fantastic. She and the family have released like a little promotional video of them just walking around, being happy and whatnot, just to make the announcement. But it doesn't mean that she's completely out of the woods yet. They haven't confirmed that, you know, she is cancer-free. These things take time. The body needs to adjust. But she says that she will start to return to duties soon. So that's really exciting.
Look, here's what I'd say. Something she mentioned or that I read she said was that it's often about the people around you. And that is a big message.
Yep.
Because often if you're going through something yourself, you're like, oh, it's just... You're just focusing on yourself and you're like, oh, well, I'm fine, whatever.
Yeah.
It's everyone around you that's stressed out.
Yeah, that's it.
So food for thought, if you know somebody who's going through something like that, you know, chat to the family. Mm. Often they're the ones that need support.
Yeah, that's right. It is more important to have a great support network around you as well, if you can.
That's it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Obviously, we wake up very early in the morning.
We do.
And if you're listening this morning, you probably do as well.
You poor things, welcome to the club.
That's it. But part of that is you've got to get to bed early. And sometimes your brain just doesn't want to switch off and let you go to sleep.
No, that's right.
You're thinking about this or that. And you move into the, I guess, zone of insomnia.
Have you ever suffered with insomnia, Crevo?
Not ongoing.
No, okay.
Maybe once every 3 or 4 months, I just can't get to sleep.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You're just thinking about stuff or for whatever reason, brain doesn't want to switch off, can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
A couple of times a year for me, but I'm very lucky. A lot of people suffer from it all the time.
Yeah.
And they're constantly looking for ways to be able to get to sleep more quickly.
Especially when you don't, you have like sleeping pills or melatonin or something like that. I've tried all of it. It doesn't work for some people.
Yeah, right. So have you had this in the past?
Oh, I used to have chronic insomnia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you'd be well listening for these tips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So obviously things like meditation and stuff can help.
Mm-hmm.
But researchers have just finished this study and they reckon the key might be in your kitchen.
Oh, okay.
So they say that eating a banana slashed the time that insomniacs took to drift off to sleep from an average of 2 hours, that's some bad insomnia, down to 36 minutes.
What?
36 How? Minutes is a reasonable time to fall asleep, I'd say. Not amazing, but...
Right. It's all about the banana.
Well, that's one. And the other one is drinking some milk.
Oh, this is an old wives' tale, isn't
it? Well, no, apparently not. So both of these things contain something called tryptophan, which when it enters the body and is digested, it turns into the sleep-producing hormone called melatonin.
That is interesting.
So banana apparently is the number one to get. Try that out. Have a banana. If you struggle to get to sleep, I mean, 36 minutes, not great, but you'd take it if you've got an up late sort of night.
If you're desperate, you'll pretty much try everything.
Exactly. And this is like chemistry and science happening in the body where it is converting into melatonin, which is letting you fall asleep.
That's fascinating.
It is really interesting. Better than the technique I was thinking of. Which is to go and actually buy some sheep so I could count them. Emmy said, oh, the yard in Mayfield's not big enough. All I heard was reasons not to do it. But I'm still thinking of it because I think it'd be fun to have sheep as pets.
UFM. The Novos.
We move into the world of science and a bit of magic, I reckon. This is...
Really?
I reckon it's a bit of... like woo-woo going on.
Oh, all right, let's hear it.
Okay, researchers from over in Stanford have just achieved a groundbreaking feat by making live mice particularly partially transparent using food dye.
Wait, so their skin...
Yes.
See-through, like Glad wrap around organs and stuff.
Just about.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got the mice in there.
Ew.
You're like, here, little mousey. Have some of this food dye. He goes, oh, it smells good.
Well, yeah, well, it would smell good because the food dye called tartrazine is the same yellow food dye found in products like Doritos.
Are they giving them Doritos or are they giving them just the food dye?
No,
to save on costs.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Science Lab's cheapening out. Give them a pack of Doritos. The little mice would love it. They love snack foods like that. Why don't they just give them the boring bit?
Well, just wipe off the food dye, you put it on their skin, and then you eat the Dorito chip yourself.
Oh, as the researcher? Because that sounds really, really, health and safety. Bang up to date.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, by applying a solution of this type of dye to the mice's skin, the scientists say that they were able to observe the internal organs, including the liver and the beating heart.
Oh, my God. I love this. You know what? There's not enough things that are transparent these days. Back in the day, I remember probably it was like the early 2000s. Do you remember the like iMac computers that came out where the back, you could see through it?
Yes.
Why did that stop as a trend?
Because it looks tacky.
No, I disagree. I think everything should be see-through. I want my phone to be see-through. I want to see all the little gadgets and stuff inside it. I want like my TV to be see-through. I want to see all the gadgets in that.
I cannot agree with you on that. But the mice are okay, just by the way. They return to their normal state after washing off the little flavouring.
Like I said, let's get more stuff see-through. That's all. Imagine a car see-through. You see all the engine parts like moving away and stuff.
I think that would freak me out.
No, everything should be see-through. That's what I'm saying. Let's get that going ASAP.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So yesterday I had to go send some packages for the shop, right?
Ooh.
Just stuff to be posted out to customers. No big deal. I park in the Woolworths car park at Mayfield.
Oh, here we go.
Because the Australia Post doesn't have a parking lot.
Oh, right? Of course.
It's just on the street there.
Yep.
So that was across the road. Anyway, I'm walking through the little garden bed there.
What did you say?
So three pieces of rubbish, one after another, right, in the little garden bed. Piece of rubbish number one was a disposable vape. I think it was like a lemon cola or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Piece of rubbish number two was a mummified rat skeleton.
Ew!
It was just like a flat rat right there. And then piece of rubbish number three. At this point, you're going, ooh, gross, gross. Yeah. Two gross things back to back. They've classed it up, though. Lovely bottle of port. You think,
oh my God.
There is balance in the universe.
I love Mayfield. So it is a place.
It is the best. That's why I live there. And you think, you know what? There's a little circle of life right there.
You know what? It's a place for a lot of like lovely like young families as well. But then you've got the other side of it, which is just craziness like that.
Rats and vapes and port.
And get some port.
The new FM. Hey, we're gonna wanna remember. The No-Those on this day.
Covering all things through history that happened on September 10. There's only a handful of things, so bear with me here. So in 1847 on this day, the first ever theatre opens up in Hawaii. And get this, it's named the Thespian.
Oh, hang on a second. So is this the first theatre in Hawaii?
Yes.
Not the first theatre, full stop.
No, not the first theatre.
Like, it's not the first theatre that's opened up
in
the world,
state.
And it was in Hawaii. That's what I was imagining.
No.
It's like a weird place for a first theatre.
the first for the state, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
Called the Thespian, though. That's fitting.
Yeah, it is very nice.
I like it.
So, is it for cinema or as in for...
Stage.
The stage.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
I would have loved that back in the day.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you can still go there.
I don't think it's open anymore.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah. In 1894, on September 10, the London taxi driver called George Smith was the first to be fined for drunk driving.
Ooh, that's a juicy little bit of information.
I know.
Because back then, the test was just walk down a straight line.
Yeah.
That's what, and if you wobbled, they're like, oh, you're drunk.
Mm.
Bad for me. I've got bad balance. They'd be like, you're drunk every time. I haven't even had a sip of alcohol. Yeah, right. As if there's a way we can test for that.
Back that's then, exactly it, yeah.
Would have been stuffed.
Well, good thing you live in the time of now.
I know.
Jeez.
I know.
In 1960, a runner called Bibi Bikila of Ethiopia, he ran the world record of 2 hours 15 and 16 barefoot to take out the men's marathon at the Rome Olympics.
Oh, that would have been an amazing moment or time. Is this guy doing it barefoot?
Barefoot.
As if he can win. They wouldn't even consider him a threat.
No, not
and
at all.
And there he's taking it out.
Mm.
He must have really good calluses.
Yeah, I reckon. He was Africa's first ever Olympic gold medal.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
What year was it again?
1960.
There you go. I mean, that is late in the game for them not to have any medals before that.
They're amazing athletes. Oh,
unreal.
My gosh.
Yep.
Amazing runners. In 1991, the rock band Nirvana, released their single Smells Like Teen Spirit, which has been dubbed the anthem of Generation X.
Now, one of my favourites, Nirvana. Farvana's also good.
Oh, God. Okay, moving on to birthdays. On September 10, comedian Matt Rife is 28 today. Sam Kerr turns 30.
Oh.
And also actor Colin Firth is 63.
Jeez, he looks all right for 63,
doesn't
he?
Oh, he's still a handsome rooster. And it's also National TV Dinner Day. So grab some food, sit in front of your telly.
Are you a TV dinner family at all?
I wish we were more.
Right.
I don't really want to sit at the dining room table every night. I love to sit in front of the television, just lose myself in a show and just stuff my face.
See, I'm the opposite. I like dining table dinner, but my wife, Emmy, loves TV dinner. She loves it.
She's got her head screwed on straight.
No, I disagree. I mean, where's the table, you know?
She's going to teach your daughter so many things.
No, I've already changed her. I've already gone, we have to start with her at the table. That's got to be the way it is.
Influence it the other way.
No, disagree.
Other way. Yeah.
You're not coming over anymore. That's it. You're banned. I don't want to getting bad influence from you, all right?
New FM. The No-Those. The No-Those.
We're on the cusp of another Australian gold rush right now.
Oh, dear. The Eureka Stockade was a bit traumatic.
Well, it certainly was, and a lot of gold was found in Australia, an incredible amount of gold.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it centred around Bendigo.
Ballarat.
That Ballarat as well. Down
Bathurst. The bees.
Yeah, pretty much. In fact, where can we find it in Newcastle based on that?
Broadmeadow.
Belmont.
Belmont.
None of those.
Okay.
None's really been found around Newcastle. But where it has been found, there's been sort of a new gold rush going on. Here's why. In the past, they used to just dig, 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 oh, there's a bit of gold. Or like with the pan, you know, shaking it in the water.
Oh, yes.
There's a bit of gold, that sort of stuff. Now they got metal detectors, so they can go back over places that, oh, we've dug all that. But, of course, they've missed bits, right?
Yeah.
And they missed a lot. So it's creating this new, like, mini gold rush. The price of gold as well is really high at the moment.
See, I didn't know that.
So it's making people just go crazy for it.
Okay.
Here's just some figures to give you an idea. If you want to be sort of, I guess, semi-professional doing it, you've got to go register and you get a little license. The number of those have gone from 40,000 during the pandemic to 78,000 now. So it's pretty much doubled in just a couple of years. Now, go on this little journey with me because this is the sort of thing that's happening. This retiree lady, whose name is Lynn Pendergast, sounds like a fake name. But
what a name.
I know.
Pendergast.
She's retired from like living in Melbourne or whatever. She's going, I'm going to buy a bush block and see if I can find a bit of gold. So she buys this bush block with a little rustic cabin and enjoys it as a weekend getaway just to start, right? That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? Then Mrs. Pendergast has been there for 12 months before she finds her first nugget with her new metal detector. She's looking every day for a year. I'm going to say that's a bit of a fail.
Yeah, look, it's tedious. Wouldn't you get sick of trying to do that?
Every day you're getting out, you put your sunblock on, you put your hat on, you're walking around. What's this? Oh, it's a rusty nail. First nugget after a year. That's a loss, right? Yeah. Then this is the day that she did it. She found a tiny little nugget, not worth much. Then she kicked over a stone and it turned out the rocks had quartz with a bit of gold in it. You think, oh, that's cool, two in one day.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll here. Now, this is where things have gone not so well, I guess. She's been there for now 4 years. Oh. She's had this property. She found 70 pieces of gold. Oh, getting better at it.
That's a lot.
But those 70 pieces are worth an estimated just a few thousand dollars.
Nah.
So in 4 years of work out there every day, with this little detector or whatever it is, like a nerd, and she's only got a few grand.
You get more money out of just a regular old job.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
What the heck?
Working at Macca's one day a week, you would have had more money than that.
Yep. So
gold prospecting, look, very cool if you make the big cash, but most of them are just doing that a few grand over a couple of years. It's a big old loss, I think.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
All right, I got to tell you about what happened last night, Crevo. It was so funny. So I was at the dinner table and Dad comes out to the lounge room, outraged. And Mum and I are like, what's wrong with you now? And he goes, look, we got to talk about this ray gun because for some reason she's taken out the coveted spot of like the world's number one breakdancer. This is on the news last night. And I'm like, how has that even happened, Dad?
Yeah, what's
but like
going on?
Dad's outrage is funny as it's so basically Rachel Gunn has returned to Australia ranked as the number one breaker in the world despite her terrible Olympic performance that went viral. So just to give you some background, so Ray Gunn reached the rank thanks to the points that she won at the Oceania qualifier that obviously booked her spot in the Paris Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Because of her win, she earned 1,000 points towards her ranking.
1,000 points.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, yep. Ranking with the World Dance Sport Federation, catapulting her to the top spot. So basically, she's number one by default.
Yeah, you know, the more I think about it, the more I applaud her. She's conned everyone.
Yeah, literally.
And good, you know what? But she hasn't done anything illegal.
No, she
hasn't. She's just like sort of scuffled her way through and she should have done more with it. That's my only disappointment.
Well, I think she is, because now she's, like, hanging out with, like, Boy George and, like, you know, some actors and whatever. So she's just chilling out, enjoying her newfound fame.
She needs a better media manager, and she could have made $1 million by now.
Oh, she will.
With the right manager.
I reckon she will.
Okay,
still.
You reckon it's still in the pipeline?
She's sitting at number one, so she's sitting pretty, but Dad's outrage is just hilarious.
Yeah, he's very upset about the whole thing.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday behind the scenes, you revealed you're going to buy roller skates.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like going to like Impala Skate because like they have the most, like the biggest range there.
How much skating, first of all, cheeky plug, how much skating have you done in the past, roller skating? And when was the last time you did it?
I reckon for a couple of weeks when I was like 9 or 10 years old.
You have no experience, basically.
Pretty much.
And you want to do skating now as an adult.
Well,
this is a big mistake, I'm telling you now.
You know what? I will say this. I'm a good ice skater. So, like, it's not
the same.
That different. It's not that different.
No, you're going to fall over. Because here's why.
Okay.
But you told me that your plan is not to go in, like, an indoor arena or something.
No, you're going to
go out and about on the footpaths of Newcastle.
Absolutely.
Notoriously not flat.
Well, some of them are.
That is not a glowing endorsement of Newcastle footpaths.
Or like
up and down potholes, you're gonna fall over.
What about like Spears Point to Warners Bay? I could like go along that footpath.
You are gonna fall over and graze your knee. Mark my words, and don't come crying to me when it happens, because adults who try and get into skating and skateboarding and stuff always stack it.
Are you sure?
Yes, that is a proven fact.
I reckon I could do it.
Okay. Also, your partner, Will, he's getting a skateboard as an adult too, right?
Yeah.
This is what I want to do here. 4967-4105, skating stacks.
Okay.
Skateboards, you know, what are you doing? Roller skates.
Roller skating.
Blading, any kind of that. Scooters on a skate bowl, I'll take that.
Yeah, that's right. Any type of like little wheels.
I've had a skating stack.
Yeah.
I was right. My mate had two of the JD Bug scooters back in the day.
Don't know what they are, but they're okay.
Basically those scooters with no motors or anything, right?
Oh, yeah.
We thought we were the kings of whatever, like tiny little path or whatever we were doing.
Yeah.
He goes, try this. And we did a little jump and we were doing pretty good on it. And then, of course, we're about to like, where were we going? Down to Sydney or something for the day.
Yeah.
Let's do a bit of skating before we go. Sounds great. Yeah. Oh, the massive graze I opened up on my knee and fell straight off that thing.
Oh,
the whole day was ruined because of it.
Ouch.
Skating stacks. That's an example of one. In North Rossbury, Dean, what's your story?
Hi, guys. My story is quite simply, look, don't get the skate. I went roller skating with some friends. I was an ice skater. Thought it was great. Done trios, that's where you get three of you together.
Yep.
Whipped the one on the end around. I was the one on the end. I got whipped around. I swear to this day I had a blowout in my left roller skate.
Oh.
I hit the rink really heavily, dislocated both hips and relocated both hips in the fall.
Oh.
Dang, what the heck?
Are you okay now?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. I squeak a little when I walk these days because I'm getting older. I'm in my 50s, but apart from that, no, I'm doing all right.
And he's never skated again.
Ari, question for you.
Okay.
Do you like both hips where they are?
They're all right. Yeah, I do like them.
Do you want them in another place or relocated, as Dean calls it?
I do not want them on the other side of the room. No, thank you.
It's up to you if you want them then. Let's continue.
Yeah, Shane in Lambton. Hey, Shane, what's your skating stack?
Well, it's not my skating stack, but watching the Olympics that just went on,
there
was one of the sessions on there, and old mate didn't land a single trick. Everyone was stack after stack.
Oh.
There you
go. But you go down to the local skate park, and there's six-year-old kids that can do better tricks.
You should have been a judge at the Schmolympics.
I think so, by the sound of it.
Oh, my God.
All right. In Curry, John, what happened with you?
Ah, later I had a Rottweiler. That's good. Dog there, and I used to take a walk in every day, and every now and then I'd take my skateboard out and take me along.
Yeah.
Well, I'm cruising along, and she's doing the jogging about sort of thing.
Yep.
And she seen the cat, and the next minute we're in full fight, and I've come off the skateboard. She's still I've got my hand through the handle of the lead. So I was locked in, and she's dragging me across two driveways. I'm on my belly.
Oh!
All the skin off me, all the skin off my elbows and knees.
Oh.
I'm rolling around. Stop!
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on in that story.
Oh,
but
never take your skateboard out with your dog. They're unpredictable.
Bit of advice there. He lost all his skin on his stomach and knees.
Oh,
do you like your skin on your stomach and knees, Ari?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, just keep that in mind for now.
All right, let's wrap this up in Newcastle. Good morning, Emily. What's your story?
Good morning. I had a rollerblading accident. I was only a little young one, thought I was the queen of rollerblades. I've done it numerous of times.
Yeah.
I was rollerblading on the footpath. I watched my friend do it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I can do this. And then I was doing it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'll be right. And then I seen a piece of grass, and I went straight for it. And then I went straight to it, and I'd broken my wrist. I said, I've broken it. And then they've gone to go get my parents. And I was like, I broke it. And then they're like, no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I think you broke your wrist. Now,
oh,
Ari,
my God.
Do you like your wrists broken or not broken?
Oh,
just a quick quiz, you
okay.
know?
I'm scared. But, yeah, I like my wrists intact. So maybe not with the skates, I think.
Enjoy the skating. You'll love it.
UFM.
The Novos.
Lowest.
Deluxe. All right, nice easy way to win yourself prizes this morning.
Yes.
Lowest Deluxe. Now, if you're new to the show, welcome.
Hey.
This is how the game works. We'll give you three items from shops online or whatever.
Or here in the region.
Yeah, that's right. It could mm-hmm. be local stuff as well. And you just got to put them in order.
Yep.
The cheapest, then the middle, then the most expensive.
Super easy.
Three things in order. Let's meet our contestant for today.
Mm.
In Cardiff, it's Alan. How are you?
I'm great, mate. How are you?
Oh, never better. It's a beautiful day out there. How is Cardiff this morning?
It's cracking, mate. There's not a cloud in the sky, and the traffic is just free-flowing, the birds are singing, mate. Cardiff's the place to be today.
Yeah.
And Cardiff is a Disney movie today.
It certainly is, and what a great part of the world.
Yes.
Now, you know how the game works?
I do. I've heard it being played before, and every time I've heard it played, I've got it right.
Ooh. So
on my side.
Okay. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure indeed. Love. All right, today is International TV Dinner Day, so use that as the theme. Three okay. items for you. Let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
The first is Samsung 98-inch Neo QLED TV 4K Smart TV.
Ooh.
It's the 2024 model from JB Hi-Fi at Katara.
Nice.
Yep.
Item nine. Item two, TV Dinner Day. It's the Woolworths Beef Lasagna, heat and eat, 350 gram. That's it from Woolworths Glendale.
Delicious.
Yep.
You a lasagna guy?
I actually am. I actually, that's what I buy for my work. Like,
yeah, right. You might have an idea of the price. That's the 350 gram. Keep that in mind. And then from Coles at the Junction, we've got the Streets Golden Gaytime Ice Cream. They're the 4-pack, 400 mil. Keep in mind this though, they're on sale at the moment. Save $3.50.
Ooh!
So get that into your mathematical equation, okay?
Okay.
Now you got the three items there, cheapest to most expensive.
Mm.
What is it? Come
okay.
on now, I have to push you for an answer.
Okay, let's go. Beef lasagna. Golden Gate Time, and then
the TV
is what left.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Even knowing that the Golden Gate Times run special.
Let's do it. You know.
All right.
What?
You're locking
Golden
it in.
Expensive. Golden Gate Times are expensive anyway, even on special. True. So. Let's go. You know what? Let's roll with it.
All right,
okay.
We've locked it in.
Let's roll with it.
All right, so Alan in Cardiff, he's had it right every single time along the journey. So you've locked in that. The Woolworths beef lasagna, heat and eat, 350 gram is $8.
Ooh.
Your Streets Golden Gay Time, four sticks, 400 mil, currently $6.50.
No.
Oh, no. Are you
Alan.
Joking?
Wrong is what I like.
Sorry about that. Better luck next time. Thanks for playing, though. Thanks for coming on the show and sharing the beautiful part of Cardiff that you live in. We really appreciate it. Cheers for that. And, oh, sorry. I wanted to give it to Alan, but you got to be a winner to get it right.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
And this is a local story about Wye Point.
Yep.
Now, it's not normally a place that gets into the national news, but it is because it's become like a sort of tourist attraction due to the gang of kangaroos that hops around the suburban streets.
Oh,
in
wow.
The little local nature reserve there. People are coming from overseas. They're going, oh, I must see Waihi Point. Because there's all these like videos on TikTok of, and stuff of people like interacting with the kangaroos. They're hand feeding them, and they're hand feeding them stuff they shouldn't be as well.
Oh my God! Here
like,
you go.
Some of the stuff that's been observed feeding to these kangaroos: chips, chocolate biscuits, and even fried chicken.
Hang on,
put
surely
the KFC bucket down. That's not the right thing. That you don't give anything to a kangaroo.
No, that, surely that would like poison them, though. Right,
it's
all not, those
can't
type
be
of
good
foods
for their guts. No, right? They're supposed to eat grass and maybe you know some little plants or whatever.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be it.
Mm.
They're not supposed to be chowing down on your kettle chips or your Arnott's chalky biscuits.
Well, why don't they just like grab a bucket of the fried chicken and just sit there patiently and watch them? Don't go up to them.
Here's
they'll
the
hit
thing.
You.
No, tourists. They want to interact with them. They want to be like hold out their hand with the little, you know, biscuits or whatever.
It's not a petting zoo.
And have them, you know, chew on it. But here's the problem as well. They're worried because they're getting so friendly or so up and close and personal with people, there might be more like kangaroo attacks in the area. Because,
oh, no.
Like, when the lone males separate from the gang, that's when, and I'm sure gang's not the right word. There's probably some technical term. But when the lone males separate, they can be quite dangerous. We've seen attacks in the past where they actually go and, you know, basically hit people or whatever.
Yeah, right.
The old boxing kangaroo stereotype is a real thing.
It absolutely is, yeah.
So, what do we need to do? I think basically don't feed them stuff. You know, human food. They're not really meant to eat that. And you can look at kangaroos. That's fine.
Yeah.
But trying to get up close and pat them or whatever is ridiculous. And if you see, you know, someone doing it, just go, hey, let's leave them alone. The poor things, they need to just be more wild than they are.
That's absolutely right.
And I don't know, maybe Lake Mac Council needs to put up a sign or something. You know, don't feed the kangaroos. Even if you saw it on TikTok, it's not a good idea.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And more breaking news coming across our desk this morning. It's just been announced that James Earl Jones, the amazing film, TV and theatre actor, has sadly passed away.
That is sad. And when you first said it, I did give it a bit of a who's that. But then you were like, oh, voice of Darth Vader. I'm like, oh, that guy.
That's it, Luke, I am your father.
That is so sad.
Yes.
He seemed like a lovely guy. In so many good movies as well along the journey.
Well, for those who also want a little bit of background on him as well, he also appeared in Coming to America 1 and 2 with Eddie Murphy, but also he was the voice of Mufasa from The Lion King, the 1998 film. It's just iconic.
Lost to Hollywood. Lost to, you know, culture.
Well,
really sad.
Reports do say that he did die Monday morning, America time, at his home in New York. And also, he was 93 years of age. So he had a wonderful long life. So
yeah,
that's
very
good.
You know, full life, good innings and all that. But still sad when, you know, thoughts with the family and all that. Valet indeed.
Absolutely.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Moving into springtime at
yes,
the moment,
we are.
Okay?
We
so
are.
It is a wonderful time. Probably my favourite part of the year. But it's also that time of year where you've got to keep your eyes peeled and be quick to duck and cover because we're coming into the magpie swooping season.
And I, you know, I've been out doing walks with little baby Esme.
Yeah.
And you see now magpies are eyeing you up. On the streets around where I live,
yep.
They haven't swooped me yet, but they've been going, what are you doing in my neck of the woods?
So they've spotted you.
Yes, I've been spotted, and I think, oh, I've got to be careful.
They're sizing you up.
That's it. Are you going to take Esme away?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you've got to keep her covered. Like,
that's
if
right.
You're going for walks with her, like the pram or something like that, like keep
exactly.
A cover on her.
Got a little cover there, so that's like magpie proof.
However, your ears might become the target if that's the case.
Whoa, that's true.
Well, this is the thing. Like, there's been multiple posts on Reddit at the moment, especially locally for Newcastle Reddit, and they're asking people for, like, their hacks. It's like, okay, we're coming into this season now. I'm deathly afraid of magpies and them coming after me. Does anyone have any ideas on how to keep them away from you?
Oh, tips or tricks.
Yes, that's it. Now, one story that I've got for you is the fact that, look, back when I was living in Mudgee, I used to get swooped all the time. And because I used to go for runs around the neighbourhood and whatever, there was always this one street that had at least two or three magpies swooping people, and I got caught out. So naturally, on a run one afternoon, all of a sudden, I got my earphones in, I'm like, I can hear some weird clicking, and then all of a sudden, this magpie was right behind me, a big boy, and he starts nipping at my ears, clicked me, so I, like, covered my ears and, like, screamed and ran. Like, I just couldn't, I couldn't think of anything.
And that's how you got an ear pierce.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they weren't, your ears weren't pierced before, but now they are.
Massive chunk out of it.
And not a very hygienic way, potentially, to get your ears pierced.
But it made me think as well, like, I didn't have any idea what to do in that moment. So if you're getting swooped, what are some ideas that you have to stop that?
What do you do if you're being swooped?
Exactly.
That is a good question.
Mm. So some comments did say, like, you know, walk in groups, you know, have an umbrella, pop it open over the top of you. It might protect you, whatever. I don't reckon that that would work.
Also, you look very uncool wearing using an umbrella on a sunny day.
Yeah, it's very un-Australian.
That's it. So 4967-4105.
Mm.
When have you been swooped?
Yeah,
like,
swooping
have you got
stories.
Swooping stories. Also, like, as a secondary part to this, have you got any tips or tricks to stay safe? So, if you incoming swoop, how do you stay clear or stay safe?
Yes.
In Fishing Point, Aiden, what's your story?
Hey, mate. So, around this time every year, we have a tinny on our jetty.
Yeah.
And there's about three or four magpies that always have their families and whatnot, like you said, protecting them. But me and my cousins, we used to have to snap massive branches off our, like, trees and whatnot, and just creep up to the jetty and make a run for it, pretty much. And they did it 9 out of 10 times. They didn't recognise us if there was a massive bush covering our face.
Oh, that's smart. So, that you reckon they're seeing your face and going, oh, there's Aiden again. I'm going to get him.
I don't know. I tried covering myself as best as possible, but,
So a branch over the face, you reckon, is a good technique?
And take it nice and slow, yep.
Oh, slow.
Sneaky. I like that.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Madawi next.
Yeah, good morning, Summer. What's your swooping story or hack?
Well, it's not actually me, but it's a good friend of mine, a work colleague, was going down to the corner shop to buy everyone's lunch. Mm-hmm. And on her way back, she thought, oh, I might get into my scallop, I'm a bit hungry. And the magpies went for her. She dropped everyone's lunch, dropped her mobile phone and broke it, and just ended up in the staff room crying.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's funny for us now, isn't it, Summer? At the time,
I felt quite sorry for her. She was very devastated. She had a cut on her head, a broken mobile, and no one's lunch.
Gutted, but I still find it kind of funny.
She should get a free scallop.
Yeah, at least. God, something, right?
Emily in Rankin Park, wrapping it up. What's your swooping story?
Oh, this dates back to 2001 when I was in the 1500 metres doing the right thing, dressed up all in green for being green sports captain.
Yeah.
I had an elastic sequin headband on, and I was just a beacon for a magpie attack. So any hope that I had of impressing whoever my crush was back in 2001 faded as this magpie attacked me with the sequins on my head.
Oh, so embarrassing. Oh. And was this high school, was it, Emily?
Yeah, like the worst timing.
Yeah, and everything seems so important back then, doesn't it, too?
There was no escape. I was running this 1,500 metres and the bird, like...
following you the whole way.
Yeah.
What an absolute nightmare.
I love how she remembers all the details about it, like down to the sequins headband, what she was wearing. She's like, this is traumatic.
Let's not forget the crush and all of that.
Edelong Beach Premium Apartments, your ultimate coastal retreat. Book now, baseholidays.com.au. New FM's Holiday Hotline.
And if you're sitting in the car right now, you're on your way to work, dropping the kids off at school and thinking, look, I really need a break. I need a little getaway to just recharge my soul. Well, you could win an escape to Edelong Beach Resort. Their premium apartments there, your ultimate coastal retreat. Book now at baseholidays.com.au or win yourself a little staycation.
Yeah. Now, I've just been looking at the website here for this.
Yeah.
The pool looks absolutely superb.
It's massive too, right?
It's huge. Like, you've either got an amazing view out onto the water there at Edelong or onto the pool, which just looks fantastic as well.
Mm.
Imagine that. You're sipping a Mai Tai, sitting on a lounge chair and just thinking, I won this on UFM.
Overlooking the water.
And we're giving these away every day as well.
Yeah, Joel, there's a winner every day.
Joel Fee, Alive and Local Drive Home, is drawing them out. Mm-hmm. So you got to be in it to win it.
That's right.
You got to be in the draw, and this is your chance.
Yeah, we're putting as many people as we can in the draw.
Let's meet someone who's in the draw, shall we?
Let's do it. Let's go to Waratah West. Good morning, Kayla. You're in the draw.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
No worries. How long has it been since you've had a holiday, Kayla?
Oh, I can't even remember. Our son is 18 months old and he's never been on one with us, so probably before I was pregnant.
Oh, you sounds like you deserve it.
Mm. It'd be
so lovely. So relaxing there. Good luck, Kayla. You're in the draw.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're pleasure. Very welcome.
All right, shall we go to another caller, Kayla?
Let's do it. In Belmont, Catherine, well done. You're in the draw.
Oh, thank you.
Been a while since you've had a holiday too?
Way too long.
All right, that's what I like to hear. You're in the draw. Good stuff.
All right, next we've got also in Belmont, but Belmont North, Karen. Hey, Karen, you're in the draw too.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Easy as that. Let's do one more.
Yes.
In North Lambton, Stephen, you have just scraped in. You're in the draw. Good stuff.
Yeah, morning, guys. Thanks very much for that.
You're very welcome and good luck. And don't forget, throughout the day, when you hear that little, you know,
Hollandling,
all that sort of thing, yeah. Ari did a great job of it.
Yeah.
Just call up. Be ready at all times. Be listening at all times. Throughout your day, your drive home, there's opportunities galore for our holiday hotline. We're going to make local winners all week.
Absolutely. And don't forget, the winner each day will be drawn out this afternoon. Oh, every afternoon,
yeah,
I should
each
say.
Each afternoon, yeah.
With Joel for your Live and Local Drive Home.
That's right. Etalong Beach Premium Apartments, your ultimate coastal retreat. Book now at baseholidays.com.au.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Now, there's been quite a few controversial opinions about this new Harry Potter series set to be released in 2026. But the thing is...
What are they doing this time?
No, hang on, I'm getting there. They are doing an open casting call for Harry, Hermione and Ron.
Oh, you could do Hermione, maybe.
Well, no, because you have to live in the UK or Ireland. That is a must. And you have to be aged 9 to 11 years old. From like April 2025. So you do have to be young. Of course, they're starting with book one in the series.
The age is going to be a struggle for you to pass off as an 11-year-old.
Yeah, I don't think I can pass it off.
But surely there's other characters, right?
Well, yeah, there should be.
They're not just going to have them and the rest is cartoon or something,
no,
is it?
No, that's right. So HBO are producing this, of course. It should be really, really good, but we do have to wait 2 years. And you know what? It just sucks for all of us wonderful Aussie actors that won't even get a chance to be in this series.
What about... What one do you think you could play?
Ooh.
McGonagall?
Oh, I reckon. She is so cool. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Or, like one of the ghosts.
Do you already own the pointy hat?
No. I should, though. I think I owned a wand at some stage.
Was that stage recently? Last few weeks?
No, maybe I could get like a stick out of the garden, get a pointy hat, and just put that in as like my audition tape.
Yeah, just do a little video. Mm. And we'll put that on our Instagram. That will be absolutely superb. I can't wait to see that.
Expelliarmus! You know the spell.
Yeah, you do. Of course you do. You absolutely love it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, the point-to-point speed cameras, there's been a lot of talk about them yesterday in the news and today as well.
And I didn't even know what they were, to be fair, until you had to explain it to me.
Well, here's a rough rundown if you're not sure what they are. They're essentially cameras that calculate a driver's average speed to determine whether they've been driving over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm. From two certain points,
two
right?
Two points, yeah. So you pass camera one, and they're usually about 10 to 15 kilometres later, you pass camera two.
Okay.
It says, right, you've travelled this. It's like a year four maths problem.
Got it.
You've travelled along 15 kilometres, your average speed was this, therefore you were either speeding or you weren't. If you were speeding, you get a fine. If you weren't, you... go on your merry way.
Sure.
Now, there's been a lot of chat that this is revenue raising by the government. And look, instinctively, I reckon it might be.
Probably.
Personally, that's my personal opinion, is maybe it is. This is currently going to be a six-month trial they're setting up at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll see how that goes, I guess, see how much money they make. maybe. That's what I reckon.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
And then from there, they'll decide whether they're going to keep going or not. It's more of a problem in, like, your rural areas.
Yeah, not so much here.
No, not in the city, but if you're going up north maybe for a holiday to Foster or something, you know, or anywhere up north, there's a chance they'll be setting them up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stretches of road they'll be targeting.
Mm.
Is these long stretches of road that maybe don't have any speed cameras all at the moment, and they'll set this up. At the moment, they've already got them going for the trucks.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've used them in the past. I think probably, I don't know, 10 years ago, I used to live out at Musselbrook
mm-hmm.
for a year or so, and there used to be one out that way. When you're going out, I don't know, along one of those long stretches of road, must have been heaps of speeding there because mm-hmm. they set it up, and you used to have to... Here's the thing, you're constantly watching your speedo rather yeah. than, like, watching the road around you, because you're like, oh, if I creep over a tiny bit, will my average go up?
Mm.
And because it's average, if I've gone too fast, well, I then pull over and have a cheeseburger and wait for the time to pass and then go through.
But then there's no point in that because you get to your destination a lot later than what you originally needed to.
Of course,
you can't really do that either.
But technically, you could.
Yeah.
So there's always that. I don't know. Mm. Are these any better than the cameras we've got, or is this just a money grab and we'll have to spend lots to set them up? I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure, but you know what? I think I'd be quite nervous to go through those because, like, what you'd say just then is, like, you'd be watching your speedometer and whatever.
You're constantly watching that rather than, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
Look, we might go to the phones about this. If you've got some thoughts on it, give us a call now, 4967-4105. Brad in Mount Hutton, what are you thinking?
More cameras. More cameras the better.
Yeah, right.
Really?
So
okay.
What informs this, I guess, view for you?
Well, if there's more cameras, more people are going to slow down because they don't want to get a fine.
Yeah, right. Have you seen a lot of, like, speeding around, or what do you do for work?
So I haven't worked since 2012 and 2008.
Yeah, right. But you've seen a lot of speeding while you're driving around Newcastle and stuff?
Yeah, I have. My ex-wife, my mother, I myself haven't had a fine in 17 years.
Yeah, right. That's pretty good. But your ex-wife and your mother, you want to specifically dob them in, is it?
Yeah. And my father as well.
Yeah, right. Your whole family.
They've all been done for speeding.
Yeah,
me?
Right. You're a good boy. Well, I appreciate that. And very specific family members you're wanting to, I guess, throw under the bus there for speeding.
It's his PSA.
It is.
Getting up
slow
on his
down.
Soap.
And if you've got more cameras, maybe more people will.
Absolutely. Hey,
thanks,
while we're here as well, we are about to get out of the studio for the day, wrapping up the show, but we do have a prize to give away. We want to give the $100 voucher to Endeavour Restaurant at East Maitland.
Oh, my God. The food there is so good.
Amazing stuff. We want to give that to Dean in North Rothbury. Of course, he had an absolutely amazing story about his skating stacks. And if you want to find out what any of those stories are, you can check out the Novos as well on Spotify and wherever you get podcasts.
That's it. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Gotcha.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.